One of the most natural things to do when we receive salvation and that burden of sin is rolled off our soul and we just feel as free and light as a feather and we can feel God all over us is we want to go tell our friends and associates. But it doesn't always work out too well. And it seems as though we end up with new friends and new associates because the old crowd won't accept us anymore. In fact, they might get very hostile to us. Listen to what happened to Saul. Acts 9, verse 28. And Saul was with the disciples coming in and going out at Jerusalem, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to kill him. Which when the brothers knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. You see, Saul was going to go back and speak and preach to those who had been his former associates, those of the Grecian Jews, and that's what he was. He was Saul of Tarsus, and he had collaborated with them to stone Stephen. It says he went boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed with them, but they went about to kill him. Well, his new friends that he got in the church, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him home for his safety and for theirs. Let's pray. Father, I love all the new friends that you gave me. A lot of the people that I counted as associates and people that I knew were never friends of mine, and that came out when you changed my life and you saved me. And the first friend I got was Jesus. What a friend I have in Jesus. But the friends that you gave me in the church, men and women who love you and who love me, I'm almost unable to tell you how grateful I am for the new friends that I found. In Jesus' name.